Last thing I want to say is that I had a lot of good fortune in the mentors and people who have played an important role in my life, from the Marines, from Ohio State, from Yale, from other places. People have really stepped in and ensured that they filled that social capital gap that it was pretty obvious, apparently, that I had. That comes from good fortune. But a lot of children aren't going to have that good fortune. And I think that raises really important questions for all of us about how we're going to change that. We need to ask questions about how we're going to give low-income kids who come from a broken home access to a loving home. We need to ask questions about how we're going to teach low-income parents how to better interact with their children, with their partners. We need to ask questions about how we give social capital, mentorship to low-income kids who don't have it. We need to think about how we teach working-class children about not just hard skills like reading, mathematics, but also soft skills like conflict resolution and financial management. Now, I don't have all of the answers. I don't know all of the solutions to this problem, but I do know this. In Southern Ohio right now, there's a kid who's anxiously awaiting their dad, wondering whether when he comes through the door, he'll walk calmly or stumble drunkenly. There's a kid whose mom sticks a needle in her arm and passes out, and he doesn't know why she doesn't cook him dinner, and he goes to bed hungry that night. There's a kid who has no hope for the future, but desperately wants to live a better life. They just want somebody to show it to them. I don't have all the answers, but I know that unless our society starts asking better questions about why I was so lucky and about how to give that luck to more of our communities and our country's children, we're going to continue to have a very significant problem. Thank you.